With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. North Carolina and other states in the southeast to try to recover from a bomb cyclone that dropped inches of snow all over Saturday and Sunday. North Carolina Governor Josh Stein.
DOT has 2,500 people out working overtime to try to clear as much snow today as they can. But our fear is that with temperatures staying below freezing today and much of tomorrow, many roads will be bad in many places across the state for days to come. We have a lot of miles of road in North Carolina, so it's going to take some time. And we're asking for your patience as our teams work around the clock to clear the roads.
And even Florida got some flurries. The entire region's been dealing with record low temperatures, at least in some states. A slow warm-up is expected to start today. Economist Steve Moore predicts Americans will soon be reaping the benefits of President Trump's tax cut package, which was passed by Congress last year.
We're going to have really strong economic growth, and consumers are going to catch up with what's really happening in this country, which is incomes are rising faster than inflation. We're going to have more affordability, and I think people will really come to appreciate these pro-growth, pro-America policies that Trump has put in place.
And Moore was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. President Trump says the Kennedy Center in Washington will close for 2 years for new construction. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president has complained that D.C.'s Performing Arts Center is tired, broken, and dilapidated and needs an overhaul. He announced on social media that the center will close on July 4th and construction would begin. Since taking office last year, the president has installed himself as chairman of the famed Kennedy Center and added his name to the facility. In recent months, there's been a wave of cancellations by leading performers, musicians, and groups. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. A New York abortion rights group is taking its campaign to the South.
Mayday Health has been plastering gas stations in rural Kentucky and West Virginia with ads for abortion pills. Both states are pro-life, and the Kentucky Attorney General has launched an investigation. Russell Coleman says, quote, out-of-state activist groups who are targeting the vulnerable here should be on notice. Keep your illegal pills out of our Commonwealth or face the full weight of the law. More than 100 gas stations were targeted. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has concluded that San Jose State University is discriminating against women by letting a man play on the women's volleyball team. The Education Department says a school must accept a settlement or risk losing federal funding. The university located in California would have to accept the administration's definition of male and female, restore titles and records that were misappropriated by male athletes, and issue an apology to the female athletes. This is SRN News. Starbucks revolutionized the U.S. coffee culture, but these days it's facing unprecedented competition.
Not only is their perennial rival Dunkin' and fast-growing drive-through chains like Dutch Brothers and 7-Brew, now other small outlets are seeing explosive growth. Chinese chains like Luckin Coffee are also getting into the mix. The chief operating officer of Starbucks says the company believes the way to stay on top is to open more cafes offering both convenience as well as a comfortable place to linger. Rich Thomason reporting.
The streets of the nation's capital will host an IndyCar race this summer. It's all part of the celebrations marking America's 250th birthday. It's been a winning session so far today on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is up by 475 points, the NASDAQ up 176, and the S&P 500 up 44 points. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.